News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sengupta. Let's have a listen to some of the top stories at this time. The odd-even car rationing scheme in the backdrop of the severe air pollution in the national capital has kicked in today, with only even-numbered vehicles allowed on Delhi roads on the first day of the exercise. Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal appealed to people on Sunday to follow the rule for the sake of their children and the city. He has also asked the government machinery to ensure that no person faces inconvenience due to the restrictions. The opposition Bharatiya Janata Party and the Congress have blamed the Kejriwal-led Aam Aadmi Party government in Delhi for the air pollution crisis and termed the odd-even scheme as a stunt by the ruling regime with an eye on the assembly polls due early next year. Under the scheme, which will be implemented from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. till November 15, non-transport four-wheel vehicles with registration numbers ending with an odd digit, 1, 3, 5, 7 or 9, will not be allowed on the roads on November 4, 6, 8, 12 and 14. Similarly, vehicles with registration numbers ending with an even digit, 0, 2, 4, 6 or 8, will not be allowed on the roads on November 5, 7, 9, 11, 13 and 15. The Principal Secretary to the Prime Minister and the Cabinet Secretary held a high-level meeting on Sunday evening to discuss the issue of air pollution in Delhi NCR after it reached its worst levels in recent years. Besides Delhi officials, the meeting was attended by representatives of Punjab and Haryana governments via video conferencing. P.K. Mishra, the Principal Secretary to the Prime Minister, and Cabinet Secretary Rajiv Gauba held the meeting. During the meeting, it was decided that the Cabinet Secretary will monitor the situation with these states on a daily basis. Chief Secretaries of these states have been asked to monitor the situation in various districts of their respective states on a 24/7 basis. The Centre has asked neighbouring states to reduce fire incidents and dust levels due to adverse meteorological conditions. Pollution levels in Delhi and satellite towns shot up on Sunday morning, with the reading on the air quality index shooting up to the maximum 999 mark in several areas. Visibility was so poor that major carriers Air India and Vistara said Sunday flights were being delayed or diverted to and from Delhi Airport to Jaipur, Amritsar and Lucknow. Authorities have announced a public health emergency in the national capital. Most schools have been shut in Delhi, Noida, Faridabad, Gurugram and Meerut till Tuesday. As the deadlock over government formation in Maharashtra continues, with neither the BJP nor the Shiv Sena ready to back off from their positions, two key players in the political drama, Devendra Fadnavis and Sharad Pawar, will head to Delhi today to decide on their next moves. While NCP chief Sharad Pawar will meet Sonia Gandhi at her residence, BJP CM pick Fadnavis will call on party chief and Union Home Minister Amit Shah. Although the meeting between Fadnavis and Shah has been called to discuss the drought relief measures for farmers, the two leaders are mainly going to discuss the stalemate in Maharashtra over government formation, sources told News 18. The impasse between the saffron allies, BJP and Shiv Sena, over their power-sharing pact has continued for 10 days after the result for assembly polls were announced on October 24. Both the BJP and the Shiv Sena have not made any new moves in the last couple of days, with both sides adamant on their positions and trying to drive a hard bargain. The Sena has made it clear that it would not settle for anything less than the sharing of the CM post, but BJP says it never promised that to its ally. Both Fadnavis and Uddhav Thackeray have been touring drought-hit areas, and back-channel talks are likely to resume once they return, sources said. Amid the stalemate, Shiv Sena put the BJP on notice on Sunday, as the party seems to have reached out to the Sharad Pawar-led party. The speculation that Sena was exploring alternative options other than the ally BJP got strengthened when senior NCP leader Ajit Pawar showed reporters a phone message from Sena MP Sanjay Raut, which just contained a formal introduction and greetings from the latter. Speaking on the message, former Deputy Chief Minister Pawar said, "This means I should call him. I will call and check." Notably, amid the power tussle between the Sena and the BJP, the NCP has been maintaining that it would sit in the opposition. But NCP Chief Sharad Pawar held a closed-door meeting with his party leaders in Mumbai on Saturday to explore an alternate possibility of forming the government with the Sena. According to this arrangement, an NCP-Sena government with outside support from Congress would be formed. Several Congress leaders, including 40 of the party's 44 MLAs in the state, are on board with the plan. But Sonia Gandhi is said to be hesitant, as she feels allying with the Sena would hurt the party's secular credentials, sources have said. And the U.S. official whose whistleblower complaint led to the impeachment inquiry against President Donald Trump offered to answer questions directly to Republicans on the Intelligence Committee leading the inquiry, one of his lawyers said on Sunday. Mark Zayed said the action was taken to counter Republican efforts led by Trump to unmask the whistleblower, a member of the U.S. intelligence community whose identity has not been released. News of the offer came as Trump on Sunday called on the whistleblower to come forward, in a stark departure from norms in such cases. Republicans have sought to expose our client's identity, which could jeopardize their safety as well as that of their family, Zayed wrote on Twitter. Republicans have complained that the impeachment inquiry in the Democratic-led House of Representatives has been unfair to them and that they have been restricted in their questioning of witnesses. The inquiry has followed established House rules. The whistleblower initially offered to answer questions in writing if submitted by the House Intelligence Committee as a whole. Long-standing Intelligence Committee policy has been to protect whistleblowers' anonymity, Zayed said. Trump is under increasing pressure as the House of Representatives moves ahead with its investigation of whether he solicited help from Ukraine as he seeks re-election next year. Leaders of the Democratic-controlled House expect to begin public hearings in the next few weeks. The inquiry was launched after a whistleblower complaint from an intelligence official warned that the president's actions on Ukraine were illegal and jeopardized national security. Mushfiqur Rahim single-handedly fired Bangladesh to their maiden T20 win over India with an unbeaten 60, choking the fancied hosts in the smog-hit series opener in Delhi on Sunday night. As cricket took center stage despite severe pollution, Bangladesh negotiated the pitch much better than India, who made 148 for 6 on a sticky surface. The Indian batsman appeared overcautious after being invited to bat, as the young brigade disappointed the 25,000-strong fans who braved severe smog to pack the ground. Chasing 149, Bangladesh overhauled the target with 3 balls to spare to record their first-ever win against India in 9 meetings. With Bangladesh needing 22 of the last 12 balls, Rahim, who scored 60 not out of 43, smashed 4 boundaries off as many balls in the penultimate over bowled by Khalil Ahmed to tilt the game in his team's favour. He and Soumya Sarkar, 39 of 35 balls, added 60 runs for the third wicket to steer Bangladesh closer to victory. The second T20 will be played in Rajkot on Thursday. After Khalil cleaned up Sarkar, Rahim was dropped by Krunal Pandey of Chahal when the batsman was on 38. Bangladesh lost Litton Das early, but debutant Mohammad Naeem and experienced Sarkar added 46 runs for the second wicket to keep India worried. Leg spinner Yuzvendra Chahal tested the Bangladesh batsman with his variations, but Naeem and Sarkar played smartly, keeping the scoreboard ticking. Naeem, considered Bangladesh's future star, went after Chahal but ended up giving an easy catch to Shikhar Dhawan at long on. The strategy of working the ball around rather than playing aggressively worked wonders for the visitors. Rahim would have been back in the pavilion had India taken a review in the 10th over. Chahal's appeal for an LBW was turned down and replays showed that he was out. Sarkar swung his arm to produce a massive 6 of Krunal Pandya as Bangladesh began the push for the win. There were no demons in the wicket, though the odd ball was gripping the surface. None of the Indian batsmen could play a substantial knock after put in to bat. At the top, after skipper Rohit Sharma's early dismissal, Shikhar Dhawan scored at a slow pace, managing just 41 off 42 balls. Much was expected from India's young brigade, but save Shreyas Iyer, none took the attack by the scruff of its neck. Iyer played an entertaining 13-ball 22-run knock, giving the innings a much-needed move-on. Shivam Dubey's much-awaited debut ended with just one run, while Rishabh Pant managed 27 off 26 balls. Had it not been for some gritty stroke-making by Washington Sundar, 14 of 5 balls, and Krunal Pandya, 15 of 8 balls, India would not have got close to the 150-run mark. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.